It's another startup podcast, Conversations with Louisville Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Dan Vonderhyde. Follow me on Twitter, if that's your thing, at Dan Vonderhyde, D-A-N-V-O-N-D-E-R-H-E-I-D-E. We do this once a week. We sit down with somebody working in a startup, working on a startup, or in some other entrepreneurial venture. Somebody who's trying to take their dream or some sort of idea, make the rubber hit the road, and turn something into reality. That's what we're about here, encouraging people to do that and learning from their successes and failures. I hope you've had opportunity to go back and listen to some past episodes. We've put, gosh, we're into the mid-20s now. I guess, you know, it seems like a lot. I have a lot more to do. There's a ton of people to talk about in Louisville that are working on these projects, and that's one thing that is come out in a lot of these conversations is the thriving scene that we have and working on how it can be better. So we address that as often as we can. This week, we have Jim Ray. He's the sales arm, actually, at the Oology Digital Agency, and they do wonderful work. They do great stuff. And this is sort of a side venture for him called dadscount.com. He's a dad and holds that role very dearly in his life, as do I, which is why I wanted to have him on here. It started a blog, and it's a blog of encouragement, and it's a point of information and encouragement for guys all over the place. And I think it's a worthy venture, so I wanted to highlight it a little bit here. Jim's a smart guy. He's a tech guy. Like I said, he works at Oology and very astute businessman who's done big things in the past, and this may or may not turn into a real venture for him, but it's somebody who had a passion for a specific topic and decided to do something about it. So the conversation is great, and I hope you enjoy it. It has come to my attention as a non-Mac person, but as a podcaster, that 5-star ratings and comments in iTunes really do count to help people find podcasts. So if you are a Mac person, I'll never begrudge that to you because it's good stuff. I'm just happen to be a Windows Phone guy. Don't hold that against me. If you do use iTunes to sort your media and find your media, I would appreciate, if you like what I'm doing here, a rating and a quick comment so people can find us more easily and we can really start to grow this thing. I always appreciate any feedback I can get anywhere I get it. Twitter is great. Hit me up on LinkedIn. You're not going to find much on my Pinterest page. Maybe some Les Paul guitars and Fall City beer pictures and, of course, a picture of my Windows phone because I can't help myself sometimes. But you can also email me at startup@podcrunch.com. Any feedback is great, good, bad, ideas, people you might want to hear on the podcast. I want it all because I'm kind of an attention hog that way. Moving right along, let's get into the conversation with Jim Ray from dadscount.com. Dadscount.com has been up for what?
About a week now. A week now. It's been in
brand new.
Been in development conceptually 3-4 years now, but realistically about 6 months ago. Just kind of got a kick in the pants and said, you need to be doing this. You need to put all these pieces together. And luckily for me, they actually began to come into place. And last week, boom, everything was good enough. I mean, the content was there. I had been writing posts and things to the blog for a while, and it finally got to the point where, yeah, let's launch this. And then I, was able to launch the Facebook page. The Facebook page is the Dads Count Initiative. Not .com, it's Facebook, but the Dads Count Initiative. But the website, the blog itself, is dadscount.com.
Okay.
And they both interlink. There's a Twitter feed that I'm going to start feeding a little bit more. The challenge with any of this is, when do you become the guy that's spamming everybody? So I want to put it out there. I want people to find it, and I want people to pass it on.
Okay.
And at that point, start developing that community. Just in the last week now, I've got 35 people who have already liked the Facebook page, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're coming out of zero, when you're coming out of nowhere, that first initial influx is critical, because now everybody that's liked that page, the Dads Count Initiative, all their friends just became aware of it. So exponentially,
isn't that cool how it works?
That's the nice thing about it. If you're putting out quality content, if you really, have a calling that is something with which you can identify, and something that actually can make an impact, my goal in this ultimately is you know, I would love this thing to go huge. I would love to be doing speaking engagements and helping people in various communities, regionally, nationally. I mean, that's
ultimately just check where that I'm question off the list. Okay, that was like number four.
Well, no, I mean, that's where I would like it to go. But ultimately, truly, if I can impact one guy, if I can impact one guy, I can have a generational impact.
Yeah.
And it's that close. It's that cool. It's that close to my heart in terms of what I'm trying to accomplish with this thing.
Well, where does that come from? Like, this is obviously a passionate thing for you, which is, you know, it's the key for anybody who's trying to do something with an idea.
You got to make a difference.
Where does this come from?
Well, like, I mean,
what's the deal?
You know, from a personal standpoint, you know, my parents divorced when I was five. You know, so I grew up without that consistent role model. Now, I had some other people who stepped in and filled that gap for me. And, you know, there have been some other things that have gone on that have been very beneficial for me, you know, as an individual. But there are so many other people out there that don't have that person to step in. You know,
right. You
read the paper, you watch the news stories, all these other things, and you look at, wow, that's tragic. Where are the dads? You know, where are the heroes? Where are those leaders? And quite honestly, most of the time, they're just not present I for whatever reason. You know, but the point of dadscount.com.
It would solve a lot of problems in the world if they would be present.
You know what?
Sell me on that.
The thing about this blog is it's really geared toward dads. I don't care if you're married, divorced, it's irrelevant. I don't care if you're a grandfather. I don't care if you're a guy who actually has some time and can actually contribute. You know, I do some stuff for my nephew. You know, I do some mentoring for my nephew and helping out with him. Why? Because he needs it. He wants that. He's got a lot of potential, but he needs some guidance. And, you know, if you take a couple of guys in the neighborhood and have them reach out to a couple of the kids, boys, girls, it doesn't matter, who don't have that positive male role model in their neighborhoods, in their family, you can make a huge difference.
Right.
You know, why not, you know, you're throwing a football around with your son. Why not invite the neighborhood kid over? You know, and say, hey, do this.
You drink beer when you're doing that?
You probably shouldn't.
Oh.
Okay. Now, in our family softball tournaments, if
count
you knocked
out
over the beer, yeah, it was a foul. But no, I mean, but the thing is, you can make an impact. I mean, you really can. You just have to get off the couch and engage. And the thing is, a lot of guys are, whether they're working too hard or focused on other areas, whatever, they kind of cede that role to the mom. You know, if she's around, and moms are great. This is nothing against moms. Mine had a huge impact in what I do. But at the same time, there is a definite defined role that a man plays in a child's upbringing. And I think from that standpoint, you got to contribute. You know, you've got some capabilities. You've got time. I mean, that's how kids measure all this. It's just time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care that, you know, we went on this big elaborate vacation or we just kind of sat there on the dock, you know, skipping rocks. It's all about time. And if you can get more guys.
Quite frankly, skipping rocks on the dock is much more appealing to me.
Well, there it is.
Than trying to plant a gigantic. Well,
but I think that's where a lot of guys get lost. They think, geez, I can't afford to do this. I don't have the time to do this. No, it's the simple things. You've got to really get back to some of the basic things. And that's where you make an impact because you're spending time. You're helping these guys along. You're setting an example. They've got to model off of something. And if it's not going to be something positive, guess what? It's going to be something negative. Because between television and cable and the internet and all these other things that are out there that are willing to fill that gap.
Don't rip on the internet, man.
No, hey, that's what I do for a living. I'm okay with internet, you know, in a positive way. You know, but there's a lot of things out there that young kids don't need to be exposed to.
Right.
There's a lot of when you ask as a kid those questions of what does it mean to be a man? You know, what should I do? How should I act? You know? There's a lot of negative influences out there that, again, if there's not a strong male role model out there, trust me, those negative role models will fill the void every time. I mean, that's just natural.
I mean, your enthusiasm for it is obvious.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know.
Well, it's a calling. I mean, if I
was. But it's great because I've had a lot of people sit in that chair and they all have that same sort of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I think that's the mark of somebody who is at least on the right path to building something that matters.
Yeah. Well, for me, this is something that I can do going forward. There's no expiration point here. You know, this is a journey. You know, this is, you know, I don't have all the answers. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes, you know, but I'm willing to engage. I'm willing to say, hey, I'm going to put something out there and agree or disagree. Let's talk about it. Let's get some dialogue and let's create some awareness. Because there are a lot of guys out there that just need a starting point. Geez, I you know, I've got all these excuses why I can't. No, well, let me show you some easy things you can do. You just have to have a desire to actually do it.
Is this your first, like, entrepreneurial venture?
It really is.
Okay.
It really is. It's, you know, so, I don't think you should get into anything if you're not passionate about it, because at some point the money's not as fun anymore. Granted, hopefully it takes a long time to get to that point, but yeah. But it's not always about that. You know, there are a lot of those things you call a Pyrrhic victory. Well, I got this award and this and this and this, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really mean that much. If it's something you're passionate about and you're willing to step out and chase that, well, now you're on to something. Now you're on something that will sustain you through the low time and that will be the greatest reward at the high times. You know, but if you're not passionate about it, you know, wait until you find that. You know, go do the other things, but before you really go all in, wait till you find that passion.
So do you have like a 5-10 year plan, like a business plan? Is like, you're like, okay, I have this benchmark I need to meet. I want to meet this benchmark in terms of traffic, in terms of, I assume there has to be some revenue involved here. Maybe a book deal, or like you said, speaking engagements, whatever that is.
Sure. The vision is set down. Have I sat down and said, how can I really monetize this? And this is all about that. No, that's not what this is.
Okay.
This is much more of a calling, and can I make an impact? At some point, do I want to be doing a lot more public speaking and engagements? Yes, absolutely. Why? Because I actually like doing that. I'm one of those few guys that actually enjoys public speaking.
Hmm.
I like being able to get small groups. I would love to see in various communities groups of guys getting together and saying, okay, we're going to man up here. You know, we're going to make a difference. What do we need to do? And you start these little movements in various communities. It doesn't have to be some giant operation that's controlled by some big national. No, these are all grassroots kind of things, and there are guys out there doing it every day already. But if I can engage in that discussion, if I can help coach a little bit, if I can provide some additional insight based on examples that I've either done, you know, mistakes I've made or things that actually worked out pretty well, you know, hey, we're on. The idea with a blog, and the reason I did set it up as a blog, not a website, is because I want that communication, that two-way communication. I want people saying, you know, hey, I agree with that or I disagree, but here's an idea. You know, I want that community to develop here.
Right.
Because there are so many dads, you know, that are just sitting out there going, I just need a place to start. You know, one section on that blog is about military guys. You know, my dad was deployed in Vietnam for 3 years. I remember the day I met my dad, actually.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, just there are a lot of guys out there, you know, that are struggling with, okay, I'm deployed. I'm thousands of miles away. How do I maintain that relationship?
Mm-hmm. Skype.
And, yeah, well, it's a lot easier.
I half joke
now.
About that.
No,
but
it's a lot easier now. The military is much, much better at it than they were years ago. But in all reality, if I can get a community of active military, of retired military, saying, here are some of the things I did. Guess what? There are guys out there right now sitting in a tent going, geez, I wish I had a better idea. Because what I've got now is just not enough. So again, if I can start the community, if I can start the conversation, that's awesome. I don't know where it's going to lead. I mean, I really don't, but I'm excited about the fact that, you know what, it needs to be done. And at some point, you've got to stand up and say, you know what, I'm willing to jump into the fire, because there's a lot of guys that aren't.
What was that motive? I mean, you said it had been kind of knocking around in your brain for a while. Yeah. But this is like recent, right? Like,
you know, it really is.
What was the straw, the proverbial straw there, where you're like, all right, I got to do this now.
I've got to do this.
Right. Because we tons of people out there have ideas,
right?
And they got the best intentions to carry them out, but maybe they just never get their straw. What was that for you then?
You know, here's the thing. I've got some special knowledge because I deal in the internet every day. Okay, I've got an awareness of how to make these tools work. Okay, I'm not the best at it, but I understand it. I've got a group of guys around me who are very involved with their families. I've got a strong faith life, which says you need to do this stuff. You need to be the leader. And a while back, I got involved with it with a group called the Man Challenge, which actually
doesn't have anything to do with drinking beer, does it?
No.
Slamming Skyline Chili Dogs.
Now that might be a nice post.
Yeah.
You know, I'll meet you at Skyline anytime.
Yeah, baby.
But no, the thing is, I'm around. I'm consciously putting myself in the arena of ideas led by a lot of guys who do it better than I do, and I've realized, you know what, I don't have the answer. But I do. I actually want to model off the guys that seem to be knocking it out of the park. And the more I thought about it, well, that's great for me to know this, but why don't you share it? Why don't you figure out a way to do this?
Mm.
And so over time, it just to say there was one seminal event that said, "Bing, you have to go do this now."
Yeah.
It was an evolution, and then one day I just said, "Okay, it's time to go." And you just.
And WordPress is easy.
There it is. It's simple. I mean, it really is. Over time, the design's going to look better. but it's very functional. Really, what makes this work ideally is not how it looks; it's what it says,
what
it does. Right. So, you know, my initial focus right now is on the content. Do I have decent, well-written content there? I hope so.
I think so.
Is it interesting? I hope so. Is it something where I can get more and more people involved and actually let that community grow? I know so. It can happen. You know, but at some point, you got to stand up and say, I'm in. I'm tired of watching all this happen. I'm tired of watching all these stories going on in the news that that really are tragic. And a lot of times, because there wasn't a positive role model. It doesn't have to be a dad.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be a dad. It could be an uncle. It could be a neighbor. It could be a teacher. It could be a clergy member. It doesn't have to be a dad. But there are a lot of guys out there that have the ability. They have the innate knowledge of, you know what, it's all about time. Hmm. All I've got to do is be willing to give a little bit of that. And for me, it was time to stand up. But to say there was some big flash in the pan, no, I don't think so. But at some point, you do have to draw a line in the sand. I remember on Facebook, that's what I did. I announced it to everybody because then that made me accountable.
Is there a sense of this sort of overriding that this may be your life's work? Like, this is something that you have been thinking about for so long, and like, you know, at this point, this isn't your day job.
Right.
It's a side project, but it's something you feel very strongly about. But is there this like driving sort of?
There is internally, because those feelings have to come from somewhere. There has to be a genesis to those feelings somewhere. I believe every one of us are here with a certain set of talents. Guess what? I'm not the best mathematician. I don't have a technical degree. I have a few things that I do above average.
What is your education? Just curious.
Well, I've got a BA in business from Murray State.
Okay.
I've got a marketing degree, basically. I've got a second BA in German with a French minor.
Oh.
2.5 years of Spanish and a year of Japanese.
Bueno, I mean.
Okay, bueno es.
Okay.
So I've got that background. I did my executive MBA at Bellarmine back in 2008.
Okay.
I've got more of a corporate background. I understand that stuff. But the neat thing about this, should this develop into something a lot bigger than what it is today, I've got the skill set to do that, and I've got the awareness that maybe at some point I need to bring other people in. That's why, you know, the name was important to me, the Dad's Count Initiative. This isn't about Jim Ray. This isn't Jim Ray's blog. This is the Dad's Count Initiative.
I guess it would be jimray.com if it were.
See, there's a branding opportunity. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, for me, this is about starting an initiative that has a lot of different phases, something that grows over time, and it has a lot of people just jumping in. You know, it's a movement. You know, that's what this really is. Is a way to say, dads, guys, let's man up. You know, let's quit sitting on the couch and wasting time, and more importantly, wasting potential, the potential that our kids have. You've got to engage. At some point, you got to draw a line in the sand. Now, you may get there and say, no, this isn't what I, you know, that's good. I wish him luck. That's fine. I'll take that on a bad day. But realistically, I think the more this gets out there, the more people that visit the Facebook page, the more people that visit dadscount.com, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, there is something to this. The biggest thing for me right now is to have people engage in the conversation. And let's drive this thing. To say I've got some business plan that says, yeah, this is where it's going. You know what? I'm an MBA. Maybe I should.
Yeah, you know better than that.
But realistically, this is something a little bit different for me. This is driven on a lot more passion. And, you know, at some point, do I monetize this thing? Who knows? You know, but right now,
got to write a book.
Let's write a book. Let's do some speaking engagements. Let's do some things that actually make a difference. And that's really what this is about.
You know,
let's make a difference today.
Podcast.
Quit making excuses. Make a difference, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Today's my day.
Your day job is business development at Uology.
It is. I'm the vice president of sales and development.
You're
at
the
Uology.
We've discussed.
Suit. Yeah.
Pretty swanky place down there, right?
It's a fun place. It's a very fluid place.
Okay.
A lot of creative people doing some great work. And that's really, that's a nice thing about this. I've got a lot of people who understand the digital space. They understand how to leverage it.
They're helping you out with this stuff?
I've got a couple of my guys on the team that I'm paying on the side when
okay.
they have time.
Okay.
You know, to help me out with some stuff. But no, the content's mine. The ideas are, that's all mine. You know, I don't know how to physically put it all together. I'm not the tech guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've got to lean on some of them for a few of the things. But, the logo was actually created in-house, you know, by one of my guys. Putting all the coding together, it's not done. It's kind of a work in process. But for now, you know, what you see, yeah, that's some of our guys have helped out for that. But
And this is putting you on the spot a little bit, but the big cheeses are hip to this whole thing, right? Like,
you know what? The best thing about Uology is we do a lot of nonprofit work. we actually have some set-asides for nonprofits. And, you know, Sean Breslin's the president and CEO of Uology. And, you know, it's important to him. It's important that we're giving back. And this is kind of my way of doing that. I'm not sitting on a bunch of boards right now. I'm not, you know, involved in some giant charity.
Oh,
right now.
I resigned all of mine.
You know, but the thing kidding. Is, here's something I can do, and here's something I enjoy doing, and here's something I'm willing to devote consistently some time to doing. So for me, this is a great matchup.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guys know about it, and they're sitting here going, you know what, that's awesome, man. Go for it. And we'll
oh,
see
cool.
We'll see what happens.
Because I mean, that's a big question on a lot of people's minds. That if you're working on a startup project, Kickstarter, whatever you want to call it, or a blog or something, getting the support of your employer might be sort of a sticking point.
Well, you know, realistically for me, the posts are things I do at night. You know, the posts are things I'm thinking about during the day, sure. But, you know, this thing is such, it's in such an infancy stage right now that there's no conflict there.
Okay.
Does that happen eventually? I don't know. If this goes big, you know, if this becomes what I think, when, thank you, you know, then we'll have that conversation. For now, again, if I can impact one guy today, inherently I've got a generational impact, and that's awesome. Do I think I'll get more? Yeah, because I think I can scale it. But again, what's the ultimate objective? Make a difference.
So this is obviously not a do-it-all-yourself thing. You've already said you're hiring. You got a couple of guys you're paying for design.
Yeah, yeah.
You're writing some of the content. Like
I'm
who?
Writing all the content. Yeah.
All of it? Okay.
Yeah,
so
are
you contributing authors? Is that something that you're moving?
Yeah. I've just because of what I do, I've got some relationships with some other professionals. I've got some relationships who are psychologists. I've got some finance guys. I've got a couple of attorneys who are interested in posting. And, you know, I want to lend some credibility. All of those areas are real issues in a guy's life. Again, married, divorce, doesn't matter. What I don't want this thing to degenerate into is a hangout where guys talk about divorce and how they all got worked over by the system. That's not what this is. This is a positive tool to give you some insight and perspective and maybe some encouragement. Again, to inspire, to motivate, to challenge. That's what this thing is designed to do. But at times, I think having some advisors, some impact, you know, some input from these different professions are helpful. You know, it shapes your perspective, and I think that's important. I read a lot. I read a lot of books early on due to some family circumstances. I just got very, very motivated to figure out, you know, how can I do this better?
Hmm.
And, you know, I've got a body of knowledge built up there, so I want to share that. But at the same time, I want to refer other people to it. At some point, will I roll out an affiliate link, you know, where I'm recommending books on Amazon and things like that? Yeah, why? Because I read them and I think they're good books.
Well, yeah, that's not unstandard practice.
No, not at all. But, you know, that's providing those resources is something I love to do. Podcasting over time, that's something I've been researching for literally the last 5 months, trying to figure out how can I do that? Because I believe in the medium. I mean, you know, the fact that you and I met up.
Well, I love that.
You were talking to a friend of ours who already has a show that is also done as a bit of a podcast. And, you know, it just makes sense. But I've been following guys like Cliff Ravenscraft from the podcast Answer Man, Michael Hyatt, who has a phenomenal blog, is also getting into podcasting. You know, there's a book out there called Platform by Michael Hyatt. It was phenomenal, phenomenal book. But that gave me the inspiration. I had that part of it figured out. What I didn't know how to actually make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, those guys have been just invaluable in terms of letting me read free material.
If it helps, I had no idea how to make it happen either.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
it can be, you know, installed this and installed that and configured this and that, and here we are.
Shazam, look at you now.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know, no, I mean, it happens. But you had a motivating, you know,
I just like to hear myself talk.
Well, that's fair enough. That's fair. That's fair enough. No, the whole idea here is, you know, you and I can go out on a street corner and talk to people. You and I can talk to our friends, our family. We can talk to people at church or at the office. But if you can figure out how to leverage the internet, I can reach a much, much broader audience more efficiently, more effectively. So, you know, for me, that seemed like a natural tool to use. This is kind of the digital age that we're in. These tools make this possible. So, you know, at some point, yeah, does this go, you know, bigger than it is? Well, I hope so. If not, again, the goal, impact one man's life. Why? Because I'll impact his children's life and I'll impact their lives going forward and so on and so on.
Well, how can people – dadscount.com is the blog.
Dadscount.com is the blog.
And there is Twitter presence, right?
The Twitter's out there. Really, you know, what's most effective right now for me would be to have you guys go onto Facebook
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah, well,
okay.
search for the Dad's Count Initiative.
And the MySpace page is?
Not
Friendster?
That'd be cool. Maybe a Flickr account or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, I've actually got a YouTube channel already reserved.
Okay.
Over time, I'll have podcasts there. I'll have video information
right.
there. Stuff that I can put in the blog, stuff that will be applicable.
This is a full-on brand.
That's the one thing we understand, you know, because, again, what I do professionally, I get some of those. Am I the best at it? No, probably not. But at the same time, I've got some tools that I know how to work with, and that's what I'm trying to do. This is a homegrown effort. This is something I'm paying for out of my own pocket. But, again, it's all about the mission. It's all about the calling, and it's all about the need, which I believe there's – I mean, you walk down the street right now. I mean, there's a huge need for this. You know, I've seen it in my own family. I've seen it in my neighbor's family. You know, more and more people you talk to, it's everywhere. Somebody has to stand up, draw a line in the sand, and say, I'm willing to have an impact. I'm willing to try to make a difference. And this is
good stuff, man.
This is my contribution.
It's great.
But we'll see where it goes. But, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you letting me talk about it for a little while. The biggest thing is, you know, just help me build awareness. You know, because you never know who needs to see one of those posts right now.
Facebook. Search for Dad's Count Initiative.
The Dad's Count Initiative. Or just actually, if you go to dadscount.com on the internet, it'll link to all those other tools.
I can't believe that domain was available.
You know
that, isn't that a statement in and of itself?
You know, it's a sad statement,
yeah.
But hey, it's mine now, isn't it?
So, yeah, I love it.
We'll see where it goes.
Good stuff, man.
See where it goes. Thank you very much. All the best.